We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Wednesday edition of the Stay Cash and Show. A lot going on in the world of sports right now. Hope you guys enjoyed the show yesterday. Got a lot of positive feedback about the partnership with Ship It Nation. If you guys look at the bottom, we're not live on the screen yet, but I know Evan is the most competent of producers, so it'll be there sitting there if I point down. The relationship is still there. A bunch of you signed up yesterday. Get over there now to Ship It Nation. They are the number one golf company in the world. You guys know we're not golf guys here, right? We had Jerry on yesterday, did a little Masters preview. He's going to be doing content over there. But if you want to bet the Masters, play the Masters, DFS on the Masters, that's the place to go. We're not going to waste your time sitting here pretending we know about the Masters. We'll be over there eating up their content. Shipmates15 is the code to use at Ship It Nation. Get you 15% off, and it's all cheap already. It's really cheap stuff. Hold on. Tyler sent me a thing. The prices are nuts. It's literally $33 a month with the code if you do the PGA only. $254 for the year. It's $5 an event. It's $1 a day. So you can go basically do the PGA only, $33 for the month. It's $1 a day with our code. Why the fuck wouldn't you do it? So get over there, Shipmates15, over at shipitnation.com. What up, boys? How we doing today? Rackets, start with you. How you doing?
I'm great. Orioles won by a fucking 100 yesterday. I told you they would cover the 1.5. That was fucking easy. And I already won the Phillies up too.
I missed a sweep yesterday because of the fucking Rangers. Top of the night.
Oh my god, dude. I fucking was outside talking to Trevor and missed the hedge. I had $10,000 in fucking
parlays. I was in the middle of fucking. I was like I had to like move her over so I could look at the screen. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm trying to fucking
doing the fucking NFL swim move.
Trying to put my hedge in and I missed it. My phone fell down and it was all.
I was actually in that because we smashed the beginning of the day, like smashed everything up the line to start today. And I had a bunch of parlays with the Rangers in it. And I was literally watching the game. And it was the bottom of the eighth. They're winning 4-3. And I remember saying, I'm just going to wait till it goes to the top of the ninth to make sure they don't score a run or two in the bottom of the eighth. And then I fucking went outside to smoke, got a phone call from Trevor, went, oh, shit, ran in to see what was going on, walked in as the fucking bomb went out the park. But I mean, we smashed yesterday on here, right? I mean, fucking Alvarez total bases hit, the fucking Otani hit, the Stanton hit. We hit the Orioles. Tons and tons of fucking winners yesterday on the show.
Glasnow killed it. That was my favorite.
Glasnow really fucking absolutely smashed.
Josh Naylor hit a bomb. I mentioned that. I ended up taking Ramirez, but I mentioned Naylor. He ended up hitting a bomb.
Yeah, Blue Jays. Remember I said I never bet the Blue Jays, and I wanted to bet them one time just because the line was fucked up. They won fucking 5-1. Didn't hit the dinger. I didn't hit my dinger on Dinger Tuesday. Did you guys hit your dinger?
My guy didn't play, so right. I went with Soto.
My honorable mention hit, so I'm taking credit for that.
I was forced to pick him, so I'm going to just say I didn't bet it because my guy didn't play.
Okay, so you lost too. No. All right, so none of us hit it.
No.
And, he didn't hit. Did you hit the
dinger? He didn't play.
So he didn't hit one.
Didn't play.
Didn't hit one. So good show yesterday. Good job yesterday, guys. Let's get back at it today. We will do a little PGA on here because I do have some bets from D-Rock. I have some bets from Pat Mayo. You guys know Pat Mayo, obviously, the Pat Mayo experience.
Too.
Yeah, so Bill has something. So we will do a little Masters segment, but honestly, as we said, Ship It Nation, $33 with our code fucking to go get all the Masters content. And there's million dollar Masters tournaments and DFS. The beauty of golf, guys, is easy to correlate to betting, right? Because it's one player. So if they love a player, you could bet him top 10, top 5 to win if they love him on the DFS side. So really, all you really need is the DFS content to bet the Masters. So that's awesome there. And Evan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk about some headlines.
Yeah, let's go. And Bill, I know you're doing well. You got fucking, you got laid last night, so you're happy.
Herpes.
Got herpes.
No, I don't.
Oh, got gonorrhea. Oh, you don't know.
I've never had any STD in my life.
That doesn't mean you never will.
Fuck out of here.
I don't know. We'll see. So are Bill might have, Bill may have herpes.
I'm not with the kind of girls that you get with.
Bill may have herpes. Bill may have herpes. We don't know. Let's go to headlines. Evan Hand.
As someone who hasn't watched the WWE in probably 15 years, The Undertaker coming back for awesome. That was the best awesome. Moment
awesome.
Ever.
Did you watch WrestleMania, Evan?
No. I watched the clip.
You just saw the clip. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Listen.
Was it my clip?
Could have been. When was the last time Evan watched it? Because like this is gonna be like what wrestler do you remember?
The last wrestler. Okay.
Okay. Oh, so Mysterio's still that's kind of
that's
around.
That 20 years.
He was in WrestleMania. Yeah.
He was in WrestleMania.
What?
He
wrestled.
But let's just show you how. Undertaker. All right. So yeah, that's like 2000, early 2000.
I was like young. I was like in the single digits still when I was.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You were probably when we were younger.
Rey Mysterio wrestled his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Dom Mysterio.
Oh, by the way, before we go into anything else, we do have games live right now. So what plays do we have? Dodgers are 2-2. I actually have a play on the Twins plus 1.5 minus 110. Brackets, I was planning on betting the Dodgers. This is a straight line movement play that we love to analyze. I mean, this line was fucked. The Dodgers opened at minus 187, Rackets. 98% of the public was on the Dodgers, and it dropped to 165. Now, when a Dodger or a Yankee line drops, Rackets, it's like twice as much, right? Because everyone bets those fucking teams. So I didn't feel comfortable taking the Twins to win, but the plus 1.5 was minus 110. So I have the Twins plus 1.5, minus 110. I also have Ohtani to get two bases, so hopefully he hits a double here while we're on the show, and you'll hear us go fucking batshit. The other game going on right now, I believe, is also tied 2-2. Phillies Cardinals, so we can give a play out on this. The 1.5 on what do you got, Bill?
Right now, Ohtani has 2 at bats left, probably. Ohtani to get a hit is minus 136.
I like it.
I've already have him. I took him live to get a hit. And I have him 2 bases, so he's got 2 more at bats. He walked once and then he got out. So if he gets a hit, minus 136 is pretty great for Ohtani. So
okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that. We're all going to be on that train anyway. Rackets, you got anything live? I know you hit the up by 2 thing already, so you already won that, right?
Yeah, I already won that on the Philly. If you haven't used that yet, I like the Diamondbacks at 3:00. You have to use it on any game before 4:00.
Okay.
So I like the Diamondbacks too, minus 120.
Okay. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the baseball plays. Headlines now to go back. Yeah.
How about Ohtani? Did you hear about that Ohtani's home run ball story?
I saw a girl walk out with it.
Yeah. So his first home run at Dodger Stadium, a girl caught it. She was with her boyfriend.
Which was crazy, Bill, because it was in a pile of men.
Yeah.
It was a pile of men, and this chick walks out with it.
So,
was she like fucking Rhea Ripley?
So Ohtani wanted the ball.
Huh.
They quickly ran up there, the security staff.
They walked her out. I saw them walking
out. Walked her out, separated her from her boyfriend.
Right. Smart.
Separated them.
Smart.
Where she couldn't get to her boyfriend. They told her, we're not going to authenticate this ball for you because Ohtani wants it. So the best thing for you to do is just take, you know, we're going to give you a couple bats and some balls, but we're not going to authenticate it unless you give it, you know, Ohtani wants the ball. And she couldn't confer with her boyfriend, couldn't do anything. So basically, $100,000 ball that she didn't know that she had in her hand, she got a couple bats and a couple balls. Then at the press conference, Ohtani lied.
I didn't know what was going on because I had a busy 2 days.
Said that he took pictures with her and everything else, which was a total lie.
I mean, this guy.
Ohtani's lying about this.
Yeah, exactly,
lying
bro.
About gambling, bro.
Now
because
you're
you don't
a conspiracy
lie about
theorist.
What did they? Where did they take the picture, Ohtani? Would they rush her up? Rush.
Let me see the picture.
Yeah. Into the stands. No, after the game, they didn't even give her an escort out of the stadium. Everybody was mobbing the girl. Didn't even know that she gave the ball away and even give her an escort to her car. So the Dodgers didn't say anything about it. A Dodgers writer for the Times or whatever in L.A. finally wrote a story about how she got screwed. And then the Dodgers said, oh, no, we're going to give her a day of.
By the way, I'm sorry. People were asking for Masters. Could you just change the bottom thing from NHL bets to Masters? There's a lot of people coming in for Masters. Is that possible?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just change that PGA.
They quickly Masters. Said, oh, no, we're giving her a day at the ballpark in the future. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we weren't going to do nothing. They took the
ball. A day in the ballpark? They're a billion-dollar organization. Get a girl fucking $50,000, $20,000.
Tell Ohtani.
Give her season tickets.
Tell Ohtani with his billions to cut her a fucking check.
Dude, give her season tickets. He doesn't have billions, dude. He fucking owes it all, and he foregoed his contract 10 years because he's got a gambling problem.
Gambling, Otani. Now I don't like you.
You just bet his hit.
Yeah, and I'm taking it back.
So, right.
That's a dick move, bro. That's
so,
a dick
listen,
move.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. As a conspiracy theorist, I fucking always say, if something doesn't add up, right, once could be a coincidence, twice, maybe three times a pattern, right? We have a pattern now with Otani. He lied and kept secrets about his wedding, his dog, all that shit, right? Keeping that secret is almost a lie. Like, why are you fucking not telling us? Then we have the gambling situation. Now we have this. If you're going to lie about this, like Bill said, if you're going to lie about something as stupid as this and as provable as this, then you are a sociopath. He is a sociopath.
And you will lie about literally anything.
You will lie about literally anything if you're going to lie about taking a picture with a girl. All you had to say was, I wasn't involved. I just said I wanted the ball. I didn't know what the fuck
they did. I took pictures with her. No, you didn't.
I mean, dude.
Where are the pictures, Otani? Where are they?
That's shady as fuck. So now, I mean, this kills his last story that he was trying to bury. This brings it back up, right? Like, we're talking about Otani gambling again because of this, where we let it go for a week. So he's an idiot.
Bro, I'm a sick bastard.
Maybe that's why he's not going to get a hit today. Maybe he's all fucked up in the head today, and he's not going to hit a double.
I'm a sick bastard. They had Michael Kay yesterday had the guy from the WWE champ, the Spanish dude. What's his name, Rackets? Priest? Ooh.
Oh, Priest.
I always forget his name. Damian Priest. Yeah.
He's awesome.
I told you, he's a business guy over at the WWE.
Oh, so smart.
I told you, he's smart. He's a business. That's why they gave him the title, because he's helping Triple H with business.
So he was in the booth with Michael Kay and Paul O'Neill, and they're talking about the Yankees, and he said he grew up as a Yankee fan, and he was taking a picture with the Yankees, and he's 41 years old. I didn't realize he was so old.
They're all old. Everyone has a title. The Miz, the RJ Truth, if I all.
He said he became
like
a Yankee fan when he was 12 years old, and he went to a Yankee game, and Don Mattingly hit the game-winning home run, and they won 1-0. So I'm like, that's a pretty weird, you know, like it's pretty random. Like, you know, let me check this out. So I went back in time. I'm like, listen, he's 41, 12 years old. That's about 20-something years ago. I looked at Don Mattingly's home runs, every home run he hit in 96, 95, to see if he hit a game winner, and it was 1-0. And guess what? He did. So the story was true.
Blue Jays?
So you did that whole thing to tell us that he was telling the truth?
I was about to blow his ass up.
Why wouldn't he? Why would he lie?
Because people lie, Tommy.
Was it a 1-0 walk-off against the Blue Jays right there?
I don't remember,
right?
No. It was in the eighth inning.
All right. Let's get back on track. So anyway, Evan, yes, the WrestleMania. We're not.
Congrats to him for telling the truth.
I mean,
he said congrats to him for telling the truth.
The fact that you spent 2 hours trying to confirm what someone who looks totally believable and honest.
I was
going to
blow him up.
Bill is a full-bore conspiracy theorist.
There's no way this guy's a Yankee fan.
Back on track. Enough of that. Hold on. Otani. Fuck, single.
That's only a single.
Hey, catch it.
He got a hit, though.
We'll take a single, though. Hey, listen, he got a hit, and we just need a single now.
Bill, we're up.
I thought that was down the line, dude.
How do you feel about Shohei now, Bill?
Hey, still fucking dick.
Dishonest.
All right, so we need one more single out of
I do like Priest, though, Rackets. He told the truth. He's one of my favorite wrestlers now.
Okay, good. We're done with him.
No, right, I'm not fucking done.
All right, you start your own show later tonight, 5:30, Ruppin'
Rackets. 5:30, Ruppin' Rackets.
There you go.
You want to hear more about Damian Priest?
All about Damian Priest you want to fucking talk about. People are here for bets. Evan, other headlines.
Did anybody see why Anthony Davis missed the game last night?
Because he's a big pussy.
Because he had a headache.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just like, I mean, come on. These guys are fucking joke. These guys are an absolute. They don't care right now. No one gives a shit right now. They just, as long as they're in the playoffs, they're focused on the playoffs right now. Giannis fucking faking injuries right now just so he could take a week off.
Giannis is not faking injuries.
That was the next one.
Giannis is really fucking hurt.
Yeah.
His calf muscle is hanging on by a shred. He is about to do a Kevin Durant and tear his Achilles if he plays any longer. Mm. Giannis is done. Tommy G is finished.
Well, wait a minute. Time out.
Milwaukee is done.
I mean, listen. So you also said that they never won another game and they beat the Celtics yesterday.
I know. First of all, I said not to bet against them, didn't I?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, at the same token, the first big game.
You bet them.
We could actually both be right and wrong here because I thought they were tanking. And last night showed they weren't, but now Giannis is out for a week and a half. That seems pretty tanky. Or if so, if Giannis comes back injured, you're right.
Well,
right?
No, hold on. Giannis is out because
if Giannis misses any time in the playoffs, he's out. But the best way to tank is for him to be out.
The Achilles tendon can tear off at any second.
I don't even think he has a calf injury. I think he faked it. The fucking
says he has a strained calf. That's it.
Yeah, I think he literally just wants, because I said they're going to tank.
Yeah, but that's the same. That's the same injury Durant had when he tore his
Achilles. It's also the same injury hundreds of other people had that didn't tear their Achilles. So like
Kevin Durant.
Listen, a banana is a fruit, but not every fruit's a banana. So a calf strain can lead to an Achilles, but not every Achilles injury started from a calf strain.
Go back, go and look at when Durant got hurt.
That was deep.
I know, yes.
He was running and the same thing happened.
I could show you 1,000 other people who had calf strains that never tore their Achilles. It's worrisome, but it doesn't mean he's going to tear his Achilles.
He's done, dude.
Nah, I think they're tanking. So either way.
They just won.
They won. And now he's taking a week and a half off. So they won the big
game. There's only three games left.
He's still taking a week off. hopefully Giannis is okay because I need my Bucks futures. Evan, next topic.
Any thoughts on either of the national championships?
I mean, we talked about the UConn one yesterday. The women's one, I mean, who really gives a shit, right? Like, we wanted them to cover. They didn't cover. They got a lead. I mean, the fact that Caitlin Clark and this other bitch can stay in college for another year and they're not is maniacal. They're like, wait, do you see what the WNBA does next year? Absolutely nothing. No one cares about them anymore. We'll care about them for like 2 weeks during the season, and then no one will care about them ever again. Just like Brittany Griner, just like Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird and all those dominant, like, dude, no one gives a fuck about the WNBA. That's the bottom line. So goodbye. You just made the worst mistakes of your career, and Caitlin Clark will be a fucking thing we see every once in a while and remember that she used to be dominant in college.
Tommy,
but
Dwayne wants to know if he can have a week of betting instead of 50. I don't know. Well, I think he was on that list.
He won yesterday.
Top race. Oh, yeah. Yesterday. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You can swap that out. He won the $50. Yeah.
Dwayne, 4689271489973.
Yep. I think if you sent your information, I think Nicole's sending all those out today, though.
His
so
information's
sure.
Right in his fucking screen name, social, everything.
No, phone number. All yes, Dwayne, that's fine. Actually, you know what you should do, Dwayne? Honestly, for you, just listen, I'd much rather do that. It's $50 less out of my pocket. Take the 50 and then just buy the week of betting and you'll have 10 extra dollars. That's your best bet. So, but yes, but for you, take my money and then keep 10 extra. Anything else here before we get to the bets?
No, nothing.
All right. So let's go over to MLB now. We'll talk. Looks like anything changed in these games. 2-2 still over here. Dodgers are threatening.
I need a Dodgers run here.
First and third, two out.
I've already started it out with the win, so you guys can go.
All right. Yeah, me too. So first and third, two out over there, 2-2. Both those games.
That Dodgers line looks so weird today. But
that's why I was on the first five. I think D-Rock posted first five in money line. I bet that at +110.
By the way, props to D-Rock. D-Rock back on staff, had an situation going with his kids. He's been on fire. We were kind of double teaming the slate all day yesterday up until the wee hours of the night. After that Rangers game, we all got pissed and just kept betting everything that came across the board. But he's doing a great job, and I do have some PGA bets from D-Rock that will come at the end of the show. One other thing, not to keep beating the dead horse with the Ship It Nation thing, I do want to give a shout-out to G-Ryzen and Titletown. I played DFS for the first time ever, first time in a year and a half yesterday. I actually was doing great, though. I had Volpe, Stanton, both of them missed a home run by an inch. I had Ohtani. I had my punt going, and then Glasnow went batshit. So you kind of need a glass now to win, but
you
fun experience.
With me.
That's right. So what I did do is I watched the Ship It Nation show. You can go to their YouTube. Shut the fuck up. I watched the Ship It Nation show on their YouTube page, and G Ryzen, who I didn't even realize, I knew from a Papa Shot hustle back in the day at a live final. I've known him for years. And Titletown do the YouTube show over there for Ship It Nation. Guys were awesome, man. I 99% of DFS content. The content's good, but the shows are so fucking boring. These guys had me. I watched the whole show. So props to them. They're great. Go over to Ship It Nation's YouTube there. G-Ryzen, Titletown. Fucking great players in the industry and very entertaining show. They're really good people who I've known for a while. MLB bets right now. Let's just run through the slate here. Not a big slate today. Seattle versus Toronto here, Joey Rackets. Yesterday, I jumped on the Blue Jays. I haven't won a bet on the Blue Jays in 3.5 years. I don't fucking touch that fucking team. 1-1 yesterday. Not going back to the well today. Do you like anything here?
Not really. I lean Mariners a little bit if you have an up two, but I don't, not touching.
Okay.
Bill with the Diamondbacks instead.
Bill, anything on that?
Nope.
Actually, we do have a pretty big slate. We just have a bunch early. We go to Arizona, Colorado, Diamondbacks, Rockies. You guys know I like to hit overs on these games. Yesterday kind of started hot and then the fucking thing fell to shit in the DFS universe. A lot of chalk on that game that kind of fell through. What do we think here, Rackets?
This is where I'm going if you haven't used your up too early win yet. I want the Diamondbacks batting first in Colorado. You get too early. And the same thing happened in the Phillies game.
And then Diamondbacks have been scoring like crazy to start games and then stopping.
Yeah.
They've been doing it every game. They're up 3-4-0. You don't even need to wait.
Yeah, you don't even need to wait for the bottom of the first to end. As long as it's 2-0 in that top of the first.
So that's on DraftKings, right? If they go up two, you win. Okay, I like that one.
They do the Wednesday. I think it's every Wednesday they do an up two matinee for all the matinee games.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, dude, I would say the Diamondbacks the one to do on that, too. Gomber's obviously fucking trash. That game should go to the moon. I could easily see a 2-run top of the first, and you're done in 10 minutes. Yep. So, I do like that. Do you like anything outside of that if you were betting it straight without the promo?
I still lean Diamondbacks. I think they win the game. It's just that line looks a little fishy to me.
Yeah, line does. I'm going to probably hit something live in that one. Those Coors Field games, obviously, you can kind of see how they're going. If they don't jump out early, they're usually going to die. So, Bill, anything on that game?
No, yeah, I'm on the up early, like Rackets said.
Yeah, the up too early. The other thing about this, too, Rackets, that line's fishy. It opened at -140 for the Diamondbacks, down to -120 with 90% of the public on the Diamondbacks. So, if anything, it almost looks like a Rockies line. Giants yesterday. What the fucking fuck? I mean, dude, how many times did they have an opportunity to score? And then the bases loaded, no out in the fucking ninth inning. Soler battles with an amazing at bat. Two pitches later, the game's over. I mean, bases loaded, no out, and they did nothing from it. I'm a little scarred from it right now. All I know is that there is a demigod resting on the Washington Nationals right now, and his name is C.J. Abrams. This guy is a fucking superhero, Rackets.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's good.
He's playing out of his fucking mind, defensively, offensively. I was looking at his to get a hit. It's -250. I think I'm going to parlay that with Yordan.
He was the major piece of the Soto trade.
Yeah, dude, this kid is fucking for real. I'm going to actually parlay him with Yordan Alvarez to get a hit, who I think I took yesterday and had 19 hits yesterday in that game. When I was telling you about the lefty-lefty combo for Yordan, he's a better contact hitter versus lefties, 4 hits in his first 4 at-bats. So we're going to go Yordan hit, Abrams hit, -116. So that's 116. Yordan Alvarez hit, Abrams hit, -116. You might get a better number on a different site. Right now, Yordan's locked in out of his face, and Abrams is a superhero. So I don't see a way that loses. Any of you guys have anything on this game?
No, I'm not touching.
Nothing. Rays, Angels, Rackets, anything?
I like the Rays a little bit. I don't know how long Soriano is going to go. He was pitching out of the bullpen like last week. So I don't, I know he stretched out from spring, but I can't see him throwing more than 4 or 5 innings. I like Tampa Bay.
I'm not really interested. Bill, anything on that game?
Nope.
White Sox, Guardians. I don't touch the AL Central. Fucking just trash for me all the time. Guardians, White Sox.
No.
Nothing. Padres, Cubs. Padres just here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, his team is fucking bipolar. I think you were on the Cubs
Padres
yesterday.
Padres a little bit. I'm on the Cubs. Lean Padres a little bit, but I still like the Cubs. I just want to see what Hendricks looks like.
Yeah, this is another live bet. Either of these teams, if they go down, the thing about this game, the bullpens on both these teams are absolutely trash and have absolutely been used to death. Right, Musgrove, I don't even think made it out of the fucking fourth yesterday. And for the Cubs
bullpen is just, I mean, bad. I don't know.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, Rackets. So you had that fucking 8-run comeback the other day when they were down fucking 8-0, where bullpens were being used like crazy on both sides. You had the Cubs yesterday had that young kid. What the fuck was his name? Why am I drawing a blank?
Ben Brown.
Yes, dude. They pulled him with 2 outs in the fifth at 76 pitches. Council can't do that. 5-0 game, dude. This kid's first career win. He may have a 3-4 pitch at bat here. You cannot pull that kid in that spot.
Wow. Go fuck yourself, bro.
Who was that?
It's Julian again.
Eduardo Julian again. Let's go. Twinkies. You can't pull that kid in that spot, Rack. It's five pitches away from a shutout, five-inning shutout.
So he got lit the fuck up in his first start.
Yeah,
but
dude.
Since then, he's looked really good.
But you got to get that kid to win yesterday, man.
Oh,
I know
100%. I know they want 5-0 lead.
Council said they want to keep him to 75 pitches. He was at 76, bro. Those four pitches he's going to throw next at bat. If he gives up a hit, you take him out. But you got to let him fucking get out.
Got to let him try to get
the win. I felt horrible for that kid.
You can see it on his face too when they went to take him out.
Oh, dude, and he
like,
can't
fuck.
Say anything. He just got his fucking brains beat in two starts ago. He's trying to make the team and, you know, move up the ranks. Reds, Brewers, anything here in this spot?
Reds hurt me pretty bad yesterday. This might be a live spot. I don't want to get in pregame on them and then just
I have no interest here. Bill, anything here?
Well,
no. Where did I go? I just lost my place. Yankees, Marlins, obviously we're going into our Yankees again. Brackets, your 90 is not looking good.
It's 91 and a half, but it's okay.
Are you waning on your Yankee hate? Are you understanding that they're good?
Oh, they're good. They're okay. Yeah.
You're understanding that they're great?
They're not great.
Bullpen's not great. What do you mean? It's top five in baseball.
Yeah, as long as Clay Holmes is your closer, you do not have a great.
Well, I mean, you could change things like that at the deadline. Closers are a dime a dozen at the deadline.
Yeah,
so.
But they're
not even. I think that kid who came up is not going to be their new.
The big thing for the Yankees, Bill, is Volpe. I mean, he's a totally different player defensively and offensively.
This is the time, Tommy, to move him to batting.
Now, I leave him. I leave everything how it is.
Now is the time.
Yes, I agree.
He can bat lead off now.
I agree with
right
you.
Right now.
I agree with you. But right now, if you want to keep it how it is, I'm fine with it. But yes, Volpe needs to be in a leadoff spot over the next month for sure. But right now, don't fix it if it ain't broken, right? But Volpe looks great, man. And defensively, last year, he won a gold glove, probably the fakest gold glove in history because he made like 12 errors. This year, he's a monster defensively. So Volpe's I love the Yankees here. How are we playing it, though? I'm going Stanton again, right back to the well from yesterday. Stanton maybe only had one hit yesterday. Rackets, he hit fucking 16 piss missiles yesterday.
Yeah, he's
everything was a. We missed a home run by an inch. He had a fucking rocket foul. He had a rocket to the right fielder. He's still pissing on everything. So Stanton, wow, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs all day going at that. Stanton to get a hit is only minus 190.
I like the Yankees run line.
Yeah. Do you like Stanton? Are you as high on me as I am on Stanton right now?
Yeah,
if you are, I have a better way to do it.
No, he's locked in right now.
I'm doing the Yankees to win and Soto hit plus 101.
Okay, so what I was going to tell you, Rack, it's the easy way to do it rather than do the 1.5 because they're the home team. They're going to lose the bottom of the ninth at bat. Stanton hit and Yankees win is minus 104. That's how I'm playing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. If he's going to get a hit, I think it's going to be an extra base hit. So I don't.
Yeah, however you want to do it. Yeah, I'm just doing it to get the Yankees money line and not have to do the 1.5.
The Yankees not to bat in the bottom of the ninth.
I'm just – yeah, that's actually a better way to play it, Rex. Yankees not to bat in the bottom of the ninth.
But I'm doing Yankees and Soto plus one.
I'm doing Yankees and Stanton minus 104. Let's go to the Orioles, Rackets. That line was crazy yesterday. We all jumped on it. We're a little worried. The line looked so easy but ended up being that easy.
Yeah, it was very easy.
Looks fucking plus 140. Little harder today, but I'm taking it again today.
Plus 140 on the run line yesterday was a joke.
That was a good call by you, taking that extra.
Love Cole Irvin today.
I don't either.
The lefty starter, but I'm gonna have the Orioles live. Tyler O'Neill probably hits another home run today.
Yeah, I mean we're looking at moderate weather out there, 54 degrees in Boston. Still doesn't fucking warm up like it has over here.
We skipped the fucking biggest story of the day.
Jackson Holiday. We got to it. We'll get to it on this game. Yeah. So
Jackson Holiday getting promoted, dude. Like this is the third year in a row that the Orioles have had the number one prospect in baseball being promoted. And next year, they're probably going to have the number one prospect in baseball to be promoted in Sam Basalo. Jackson Holiday is a fucking stud, bro. Like this kid is unbelievable. And he's like straight out of the Gunnar Henderson mold. He's going to play second base. He's Matt Holiday's son, if you guys don't know who he is. Like, this kid is unfucking real.
If you don't know
real.
Who he is, where have you been?
Yeah, and you're going to know who he is real quick. Like, there was a huge – all the talk was when he was the first pick of the draft, like, it was either him or Drew Jones, one or two. Who were the Orioles going to take, him or Drew Jones? Drew Jones is in single A ball right now, hitting 180, And Jackson Holliday is making his pro debut. So
it should have started the season. So
should have started the season. So safe to say they made the right fucking decision.
And for those of you wondering why he's coming up now, why he's not coming up in a month, why blah, 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 blah. I'm going to read this. I actually got this out of the Ship It Nation DFS Discord. Someone posted in there. By calling up Holliday within the first 2 weeks of the season, this is from ESPN, I believe, Baltimore can reap an extra first-round draft pick through the prospect promotion incentive, which awards teams with top prospects who attain a full year of service time and win the Rookie of the Year award.
Or come in second.
Right, yeah. So
it's first or second.
They need them to come in first or second, and they get an extra first-round pick.
Which is what they just traded for Burns.
And what he's
that was one of those picks that they just traded for Burns, like 33 or 34 overall. They would get like 35 or 36 with this.
Yeah, one. While there are 187 days left in the baseball calendar, a full year of service is 172 days, which Holliday will reach if he remains with Baltimore for the remainder of the season. So, couple things here. One, Jackson Holliday plus 350 Rookie of the Year all the way the fuck in. That should be minus 500. Right?
It's between either him, Evan Carter, or Wyatt Langford, and you would have the odds because
the hype on him alone. If he just does good, he's going to get it because
he's going to get first
or
second. He's going to be first or second in there because those other two guys are on the same team. They're going to take votes away from each other.
Right. So, exactly. Yeah, because they're both on Texas, and then you're talking about like Colt Keith and guys like that over there on Detroit.
He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
I think it's a lock. It's already down to 300 on FanDuel. That you need to smash that. Max bet that Jackson Holliday Rookie of the Year. One other thing, Rackets, you don't like the Glasnow Cy Young. Bill, I'm sure you do.
I like this. If he stays healthy, I love it, but I just don't see him throwing 200 innings. That's
right. So that's I'm looking.
Not, I don't. I just had him out of my range.
I was looking for a way to fucking get some Scottie Scheffler value, right? Because obviously we're going to talk Masters in a little bit. Scottie Scheffler is plus 400. The rest of the field is like plus 1,000 or more. You could actually, you're not going to take a plus 400 to win a Masters. Fucking insane. You still got Rory. I think Koepka wins. You still got a lot of guys there. But if you take Scheffler and use him as a lead point and parlay him with something, you can get it up. So if you're willing to wait for the Rookie of the Year, Scheffler plus 400 and Jackson Holliday plus 300 parlayed together on FanDuel is plus 1900. So now you're getting the chalk Masters guy with Jackson Holliday. What I'm doing, I added Glasnow Cy Young. And I did 200 to win 44,000 on that bet. But it's fine because if Scheffler doesn't win the Masters, I just go rebet it, right? If Scheffler does win the Masters, I got 1,900 on Jackson Holliday coming up. If he doesn't, I'll just go bet five times as much and bet the fucking straight up. So you do have a nice lead 400 leg here to win that. So I would be doing that with Scheffler today. Any of your futures that you like, lead them with Scheffler. Whether it's to win a championship, Rangers to win the cup. And then if Scheffler flops, boom, you just go rebet that on Monday.
If Glasnow is going to throw six, seven innings to start and not, you know, gas at the end of the year or, you know, get hurt, whatever, he's got a legitimate chance.
Well, the beauty of it, Rackets, I don't hate the bet.
I just didn't.
It's a health thing, obviously, right? But you can't predict health for anyone. But for my thing, he is clearly the most dominant pitcher right now. And that division. I mean, you got the Giants who are ass. I mean, that team fucking sucks now. They used to be a problem. They used to be, like, always competitive, even if they didn't have good people. They fucking suck. The Rockies fucking suck. The Diamondbacks, I do think, are a great team. They're slumping a little bit. And the Padres have strikeout bats up and down their fucking lineup. So when he does play these teams in the division, he's going to do well. The whole National League is kind of shit outside of fucking three or four teams. And he's going to win every start because the Dodgers score so many runs. So this guy's going to have 22 wins, 23 wins. Strikeout stuff is amazing, right? Plus 800 is maniacal for Glasnow.
There was an interview that came out about, I think it was from like a year or two ago. I don't remember actually when it was, but when he was talking about the sticky stuff, it had to have been a year or two ago. When he was talking about the sticky stuff and how he has to actually like grip the ball harder and throw harder. And like after they took away everything, like his arm is just fatigued now, like, after he throws. Sorry, he's like, I was sore in places. I didn't even fucking have places.
The other thing is that fucking
and
that's Roberts,
when they were talking about all the arm injuries and stuff.
Roberts notoriously pulls his guys early. He's been doing this for years. So he's not – you saw last night he fucking could have gone CGSO easy and he pulled him at 87 pitches, right? Roberts always babies the shit out of his starters, which drives us nuts because he never has a bullpen behind it, and the Dodgers fucking blow leads in the eighth and ninth inning for the last 3 years. So I don't think he needs to max out. He's going to get wins every start, and the way he looks right now, I think there's a great opportunity for him. Not to mention, you know, Tampa does some shit weird right down there. They do some weird shit with their pitchers where they kind of do what they need to do for them, and then they send him off, and they're never the same. So I do understand what you're talking about, but he will be babied. Let's get back to the bets.
Oh, hold on, Tommy. So Soto on MGM is minus 165 to get a hit. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take that straight instead
of the
parlay, you can do that.
What's Stanton over there?
And Stanton, the weird thing is Stanton is minus 210.
Yeah.
But so, if you parlay him with the Yankees win, it's plus 130.
All right, so we'll do that.
So FanDuel's giving you shitty odds.
So FanDuel has a minus 190. So yeah, FanDuel's overweighting the correlation. That's what they're doing. They're overweighting the correlation at MGM.
So MGM is giving you better odds on the parlay.
So they're not weighting the correlation at all. All right. So, yeah, let's go to MGM and do that. Let's keep it moving. We all like the Orioles today, guys, or no?
Yeah.
What do we think? Over? Do we like team total? What are we on?
No, I'm on the Orioles. I'll probably just hit them live, though, because I want to see what Irvin looks like first.
I don't love it as much because they're getting a lot of public action, and they've gone from a favorite to a dog. So I'm kind of – I'm probably going to be on him. I'd like to see him get down 1 or 2 nothing and then hit him at a better line. So Irvin sucks. So let's stay off the Orioles pregame. Let's let him get down a run or two like we did last year with Rackets' philosophy. Then we'll get him. Braves minus 160 versus the Mets. Bill, what are we doing here?
No, I'm not going against the Mets. So
this looks like a trap to me.
It does look like a trap.
Looks too weird.
It's looked weird because the Mets are scoring. Acuna probably with – I saw Acuna had 40 points in DFS yesterday. I just assumed he hit 2 home runs. He didn't hit any home runs. 3 stolen bases, 3 runs scored, 5. I was fucking running all over the field.
Yeah.
I want to kind of look at an over here, Bill. Right? I mean, listen, Atlanta's going to hit.
Is it warm
the
in Atlanta
The Mets are
right
hitting.
Now?
I'm looking at the weather up right now.
Yeah.
We're at 72 degrees. There is a 10-mile-per-hour wind blowing in, but it's 72 degrees. Total's 9.5. I'm going to alt this down and alt it up with the Colorado, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't see the Mets lineup isn't out yet.
It won't be out till later. It's only 2. It'll probably be out in an hour.
Braves side looks trappy as fuck.
It does. It does. But we know there'll be runs, right?
Yep.
Like, that's the one thing we do know. So I'm going to do, 7.5, and then let's go to the... MGM always has the best shit for this on the totals.
Here's your Yankee parlay if you want to just side parlay Yankees money line. It's with the Rangers.
Excuse me. What's up?
Yankees Rangers later. If you want to just do the money line with no hits.
I'm going to do
the parlay piece. The Rangers. Cody Bradford's awesome.
Okay,
guys, if the Orlando Magic have everybody in right now, I'm taking the Magic minus 126. Giannis and Middleton are both out tonight.
Why are you doing that during the baseball segment?
Because the news just came out. I want to know if the line's going to change.
All right. So what I'm going to do here, I'll lay the juice on this. I'm going to do Colorado, Arizona over 8, alted down on MGM. And I'm going to do Mets, Atlanta over 7, alted down on MGM. That's minus 154 for the two of those combined. If you want to go up to 8.5 and 7.5, you could probably get that to even money. I don't care about the juice on that. And then we'll get the push if one of them hits. Let's go to Houston and the Royals. How do we not bet Yordan props?
I'm on
Lugo's been good. Dude. I mean, you can bet Yordan, but Lugo's
that's
really
what I'm saying.
Good.
I'm not betting the game. I'm just fucking Yordan's a lock right now. I mean, dude's
again, just like yesterday, Yordan and Bobby Witt to get a hit parlay, both of them. Seems to be cashing every day. So that is my parlay. Let's see what it is now. Minus 157. I got it at 124 yesterday. 157 on FanDuel. Might be cheaper somewhere else. I'll look around.
It makes me feel so good when we get something one day and then they jack it up tremendously the next day. It just shows that we got them yesterday. Those lines were so stupid, dude. The Alvarez, Stanton, and Otani's were all minus 120. Like, what the fuck were you doing? It'd be fucking ridiculous. Batter props. I want hits, runs, and RBIs for Yordan because Yordan does hit a lot of singles and there's always guys on base. Oh, they moved it to 2.5, Bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not touching that. What's the 2+ bases? Minus 130. Let's just do that. All right. Yordan 2+ total bases. Minus 130.
Royals win the game plus 100.
I don't hate that. I mean, I don't hate that at all. Nope. A's Rangers. Nope.
This is my parlay piece right here. Cody Bradford, stud. This kid is a fucking stud. Love him. Absolutely love everything about him. He throws like 90, 91, but he like the velocity's not.
Again.
Bro, I'm telling you, the velocity's not there.
I don't
this kid
do
is
it.
Nasty.
I'm on Texas.
I know. I don't want to do it.
Texas, the Yankees money line. You can. Here's my hope. My all day parlay, if you want it, I'll give it to you right
so
now.
So scared.
All day parlay: Tampa Bay, Chicago Cubs. Actually, no. Take the Cubs out. Tampa Bay, the Royals, Rangers, and the Yankees.
I don't want to do this.
I'm taking Texas. I don't know what I'm parlaying them yet with.
Why is it 178 on FanDuel?
Because they just lost.
Why is it 205 on Caesars and 178?
It's 180 on DraftKings. They're giving Stripling a little bit of respect.
I hate when FanDuel.
Stripling hasn't been bad.
I will do it.
I like Texas a lot.
We'll do it. We're going to go. I'm going to go Texas, and I'm going to parlay that with hit the Yankees again.
That's a Yankees parlay. It's an easy Yankee parlay.
Fine. Plus 125. Done. Just gambling, right? We're just fucking just money. Fuck it. Just make more tomorrow. That's it for me.
I'm going to do it a different way. I'm going to do Texas not to bat in the bottom of the ninth. Minus 125.
All right, so you're going that route. I'm gonna take after last night. There's no way I'm doing anything cute on it, but I understand. Someone in chat said Texas probably rained out. Atlanta probably rained out. Yes, I'm going over to Kevin Roth on Roto Grinders. Looks like Philly, St. Louis is fine. Orange, yellow, and Milwaukee, Cincinnati. We don't have any plays there. Yankee game's fine. Baltimore, Boston does have a slight concern. Doesn't look like anything bad. And yes, red, orange in Mets, Atlanta. So yes, this does look like that Atlanta game can get rained out. And
what was Texas? Did you do Texas?
No, there it's fine. Okay. Yeah, the only ones with any concern are Milwaukee, Cincinnati.
Wait, Texas is in a dome. Yeah, why was he worried about Texas?
No, no one said Texas.
Oh no.
You
yeah, asked, somebody in the chat did.
You just asked about Texas.
No.
I started off by saying Texas. I mean Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so.
Yeah. No. Gotcha. No. Red, orange in Atlanta. So it looks like that game might get red. It said 50-50 postponed risk. And then Kansas City's fine. Let's move over. What sport are we doing next?
NBA.
Bill wanted to talk about the Magic during the baseball segment, so he's got to really want to talk about him during the basketball segment, where he's supposed to. Bill, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Magic to win tonight, minus 126. Let's go Magic.
I didn't even see. Who won the Warriors-Lakers game? Warriors win?
I wasn't watching the game last night. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you were getting laid. That's right.
I think they were up by 15.
You're having the sex. Yeah, Warriors won by 14.
Lakers won.
Bill was watching the top of his ceiling last night, laying on his kitchen counter.
14 or 15, like Rekha said.
Yeah, they won by 14. So tonight, Bucks without Giannis. You're going Magic. I'm just looking here.
Denver plays Denver. Both of them are on back-to-backs. This is a huge game, Minnesota at Denver. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm not touching this shit with 10 games left or whatever.
I don't think – I think Denver's going to have – I think Denver's going to – sit.
Don't bet this shit. Who cares? Like three games left. You don't know what they're gonna do.
I think Denver
just don't bet this. Just don't bet this shit.
All right, it's almost important shit.
All right, until they say it's more important to get Jokic rest because he has a little tweak in his ankle that you don't know about.
No, Murray played last night, which was strange. Murray played last night in Utah, but they're gonna sit him probably tonight in Denver because he's not gonna play back to back because of his injury, which is strange. I would have played him tonight because you're going for the one seed.
Bill, so, what you're saying right now is you don't know what's going on. Move on. Leave it alone. We'll get the playoffs in three games.
Well, no, we don't have the lineups yet. So you have to wait for the lineups.
Then you don't.
But if it's Murray's not playing, I like that plus 6.5 for the T-Wolves.
I mean, it looks like Murray's playing because the line's going up, right? But either way.
I don't think he's going to, though.
My advice, guys, don't bet NBA last three games. Ignore it. Unless it's like
they're
two play-ins. Everything's a must-win. Unless their last two play-ins.
This is for the one seed.
Oh, well, then why did they bench someone yesterday?
Well, because he hurt.
So they're going to play him today?
I don't fucking know why.
I know. That's why we don't bet when we don't know.
I don't know if he's playing tonight or not.
And if he plays tonight, how do you know they're not going to limit him? And he's going to play 28 minutes because they want to keep healthy for the playoffs.
You don't know. Just leave it
alone.
They
want to be the one.
Bet baseball.
They want to be the one, dude.
How do you fucking know? Maybe they want to stay healthy.
How do I know?
They sat someone the other day that said,
who wouldn't want to be the one? What are you talking about?
I told you, would you rather be healthy or the one? I'd rather be healthy.
That one game's not going to make a difference for them. They want to be the one seed. Denver wants all games at home.
Bill spoke to
believe me.
Okay. All right, let's move over to NHL real quick.
Tommy doesn't think that Denver doesn't want to play at home. He's
no,
a moron.
I have no respect. I have a lot of respect for your betting ability. I have no respect.
You're an idiot if you don't think they want to be.
No respect for your mental analysis of athletes. I have none. That's what we did this with the Cowboys. We did this with the Ravens.
That's the dumbest comment
you've ever
made.
You don't understand. You don't get it.
You made yourself look like a total fool.
You just don't get it.
Denver doesn't want to be the one.
No, they do, but not at the sacrifice of being tired or a player. Or an injury. You don't know what the fuck's going on with their hammies, their ankles, their groin. If Jokic comes out and says, I could play.
What the heck's every sport? You don't know Soto has a
exactly
tweet.
Why you never bet the last five games of any sport.
But they're
exactly why.
I'm going to stop because you're digging yourself in a hole. You're just like, and you're trying to get out, and you sound like a moron. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to say,
haven't I been saying for 5 years?
I'm going to save you.
I don't like betting. I just said it with NHL. I stopped betting NHL 2 games ago.
I'm going to save you.
You never know.
I love
the
word moron.
I mean, he's a moron.
I'm going to save you. Go ahead. Just end it.
NHL.
NHL. I'm not betting NHL, but let's talk about it.
We have to. It's our job.
I'm not betting it, guys, but I'm going to give it out to you.
Did I give out a play, you fucking idiot?
Well, NHL.
Did I give out a play yet?
NHL.
All right, NHL. Now shut the fuck up before I tackle you on the
NHL.
Fucking counter.
What, NHL?
I'm going to tackle you like that chick that just fucked your balls off last night.
NHL.
So in the NHL, like I said yesterday, I'm not really betting NHL unless I'm watching the game and seeing something live. If I'm watching the game live, I may jump in. There's a weird line today on the Oilers. They opened at minus 152. They're down to minus 105 with 60% of the public on it. Like I was going to say before fucking shit dick jumped in, if this was 2 weeks ago, I'd be slamming the Knights. But I'm not betting NHL tonight. But if you want to bet it, the play looks like it's the Knights, but I don't bet the last 5 games of the season. That's what I was going to say if you didn't cut me off, you jerk off.
Well, Vegas needs to win. So
it looks like a Vegas line for sure. I don't bet the last 5 games of the season really outside of live, but looks like a Vegas line. I would bet the Vegas Knights. What are we on next? Masters?
Yep.
I hate this kid. Ragus, do you like him or no?
I love how you're sitting here like this.
I fucking hate him. I hate him so much. Let's go to
he's sitting there shoveling.
Digging yourself a hole, dude.
I'm not digging! Just because you say something doesn't make it true, Trump. Oh, you can't just
so
keep
funny,
saying
dude.
Shit and people believe it. Fucking kid.
Talk about me as a flip-flopper. You're on there with the kid who's running for president sucking Donald Trump. You guys are sucking his dick for 4 years and now you're anti-Trump.
Should we talk about TikTok?
Flip-flopping.
Should we talk about TikTok flip-flopping? Should we talk about TikTok flip-flop?
Talk about flip-flop.
Talk about TikTok.
You call me the flip-flop.
You always call
me flip-flop. You're the biggest flip-flopper.
I know. Bill, here's the thing about flip-flopping. Rackets, Bill, shut up. Let me make this point. Rackets, changing your opinion and sticking with the new opinion in perpetuity is not flip-flopping. Going back and forth and back and forth is what you do. I love the Mets. I hate the Mets. I love the Mets. I hate the Mets. I go, I'm all in Trump. All right, now I'm not. I'm all in this. Now I'm not. I don't keep going back and forth. You're like a fucking seesaw. You just keep going up and down. That's
since he
flip-flop.
Flipped on TikTok, he's been anti-TikTok.
He'll be back on TikTok in a year. He'll be back on TikTok in a year. Flip-flop and run.
Gone.
Yeah. I do not flip-flop. I collect data. Change my opinion and stay on that new opinion. Let's go to the Masters. Bill, talk to me. Intro the Masters.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. so funny when he does that.
Bill loves that.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Woods tees off at around 1:20 tomorrow. It's supposed to be raining. So, Tiger Woods to make the cut, minus 110, no, on DraftKings, minus 120 something on FanDuel. If he has to play two rounds on Friday, there's no way. There's no way that old ass body's going to make all those rounds.
Is that what they do? Don't they back it up a day?
No, you got.
Are you saying if it gets cut off and he has to finish? And
yeah,
then...
they got to play. Yeah. So if he's got to play two rounds, and
he
all
can't
those,
walk that much.
Well, there's no way. But here's the other side, Tommy.
And never missed a cut at the Masters, right?
You missed one, I believe.
I don't think he did.
But yeah, one. But he's going for the record of major cuts. 39, I think, is tied. So if he gets one more, he has the record for most cuts in a row through the majors.
So you're saying it's a must cut?
He really wants it.
It's a must cut, Rackets.
So this is a weather bet. So if you think the weather, if we know the weather is going to be shitty, take him not to make the cut. If the weather's going to be okay and he's not going to have to play 36 holes in one day, then take it. Take it to do it because he wants it. He wants to make the cut.
And you know how you could find out how the weather is going to be? You can go over to shipitnation.com and check out their tools. They have projections, showdown slates, the stone, core reports, value reports, player reports, weather reports, slate plans, tier rankings, course fit rankings, shipmates 15.
I will be all
I'm not
this.
Done with my promo.
You said 15.
Shipmates 15. Go sign up. Now go.
Well, you had to
yes! I'm a professional. Surrounded by monkeys.
Yeah, so I will be all over this bet as soon as I find out what the official weather is, because nobody knows until tomorrow.
Callie said Bill played 36 holes today. Bill put it in one hole yesterday. We know that for a fact.
So when I'm going to be taking all the weather reports, bring them in, tell me.
Oh, yeah. All right. Eat
them to
me. You're going to compile them and then come out with a composite weather data?
Tomorrow morning or later tonight, I will make my official bet on the Tiger Woods cut.
Rupp Stormy 5.
But that will be one of my biggest bets of the Masters.
Okay, great. Awesome.
I also gave out a bet yesterday. Min Woo Lee. I was on my thing. I didn't give it out on here, but I said it in the chat. He has a broken finger, so I'm not taking him anymore. He was plus 9,000. He's still going to play, but with that broken finger, how can you play golf with a broken finger? What are we doing here?
I don't know. But I will tell you this. D-Rock back on board for golf. Last year when he was with us, 27-8-1 in the PGA. Rackets, you remember, the kid hit 20 golf bets in a row. Remember that? 20 in a row. That's a real number, guys. He had 20 in a row. So D-Rock will be putting out the golf bets today for this week. I'm not going to be. So get over to 4deep.com, sign up. I'll give you a couple of his outrights, and then I'm going to give you some more outrights from Pat Mayo that I got from him. So me and him love Koepka. I bet Koepka every time. I just think his mindset, his mentality, and he's got that football player attitude that he does well and should perform well in big spots like majors. So Koepka plus 2,000, Spieth plus 2,500. I'll give you those two. He has two other long shots, and then he has a Sungjae Im top 20. Plus 275, which I'll give you. He's got a lot of round one matchups that'll be coming out tonight. So all his round one matchups will be coming out tonight at 4deep.com. And like I said, he put 35 bets in golf for us last year before his son got sick. He went 27-8, and he won 20 in a row. Okay, so you might want to get over to 4deep if you want to bet the Masters. But let me give you something special here. Obviously, my boy Pat Mayo. You guys know I talk about a lot, I rave about a lot. One of my favorite people, Shohei Ohtani's up. So watch me try and do this while looking at that. Pat Mayo was talking about him today. He's going to be coming on the show going forward. Does a lot of stuff with Ship It Nation. Is really good friends with Tyler and really good friends with myself. So in speaking with Pat today, Pat was on a plane to Vegas. And I asked him for a few golf plays to give out on the show. He was actually going to come on the show. Fuck you, Shohei Ohtani. You fucking lying cunt. Fuck. Just ground it out to second. He was going to come on the show, but he gave me a few plays. I asked him for one at each tier. So he gave me one at the lower tier, 20-1 Hideki Matsuyama, 50-1 mid tier Tigala, who I believe Jerry was on yesterday. Wasn't Jerry on?
No, Rupp.
Jerry was on Hideki and Tigala yesterday. And then Taylor Rupp. Moore for his long shot at 300-1. All right. Pat's a fucking monster in this industry.
Dodgers. Bang.
Dodgers.
Bang. Lord. Let's go.
I mean, you guys
tied really up.
Can't
tied up. Oh, you would say.
Can't let me do a promo, can you? You gotta just two monkeys. Just fucking can't let me finish anything.
Worried about my bet. I just put out 30 seconds.
All right, well then fucking go on mute and fucking worry about it, you idiot. Anyway, Pat Mayo, friend of the show. He'll be on the show going forward. He's on a plane to Las Vegas. Make sure to check out his show tonight. He's got a PME Masters live from Vegas. This is free. It's a free show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to Mayo Media on YouTube. So go to Mayo Media on YouTube. I'll be tuning into it. I tune into Pat's shows all the time. Mayo Media, PME Masters, live from Las Vegas at 8 p.m. Eastern. So go check that out. And then check out the Pat Mayo Experience on iTunes. Most of you probably know who Pat is. Phenomenal monster in the industry and good friend. And close with the Ship It guys. I think that's where Tyler got his start with Pat Mayo. So make sure you check that out. And we'll be adding some more golf content. If you want to follow him on Twitter, at the PME, Peter Mary Evan, PME. That's it. That's it for Masters. I don't know shit about golf. And go to Ship It Nation. Go to Pat Mayo.
Come to us for bets. And I have another bet.
Fucking talking.
You said it was it. I have
what
another
bet. What did you think? I was just going to shut the show down?
I have another bet.
Don't I say final words?
No, I have another
don't
bet.
Don't I say final words?
So no. Even if you said come on, dude. Golf,
even if you were worried I was going to shut the show down, I was going to go to you say final words, and then you could say, I have another bet.
Okay, I got another bet.
You're free to go.
Any two, Rory, Rahm, and Schauffele to finish in the top 10, -130. I love that bet. That's on FanDuel. And again, Matsuyama, Clark, and Tigala all to win. 2,000, 4,000, and 5,500. Those are my bets. And we'll find out tomorrow or tonight about my biggest bet with Tiger Woods when I find out more about the weather.
Tiger Woods, y'all. Jim Foyster said, just give us a core. Guys, $33. Ship It Nation. Get over there. You get more than a core. They're going to give you fucking 10 cores over there. I can't give you a core. I don't know the first fucking thing. I'm just following Mayo and Ship It.
Nixon six.
Joe, anything else here, E, that we forgot before fucking Bill interrupts us again?
Nope.
All right. Bill Rupp, why don't I let you go first since you're so excited to talk? Since you let all that six. You let all that semen out of your body
Pumping
last night. You're
on a today, 5:30 in the Discord.
Rupp and Rackets, 5:30 into Discord. We're going to talk about Damian fucking whatever his name is all night.
Yep.
Damian Priest. All right. Joey Rackets, final words.
Fucking Dodgers run got overturned at the plate.
He was out, Rackets. That's why he looked like
I can't believe Ohtani just grounded out second. Fuck you, you fucking lying cunt.
Wow.
Fuck him.
And he got thrown out at the plate.
Fuck him.
And he got thrown out.
And the thrown out at the plate is going to probably cost him an at-bat in the ninth. Piece of shit.
Rupp and Rackets, 5:30.
All right. Evan Hand, final words.
Rigged.
Boar. I don't even want to say your name. That guy with the dog. Joey Rackets, Evan Hand, and everyone else who's out there watching.
You don't say my name?
Cut me off again. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll guys see you Friday on Let's Fuck Fridays on Twitter Spaces. Every Friday we'll be on Twitter Spaces. I'm actually going to be joining John Hyslop and Dead President's Picks for the Thunderdome on John Hyslop's channel. So stay tuned to my Twitter at Tommy G Returns 2. I'll give you guys notifications. We're going to be doing a little game show on there on Friday. I think it's at 11 in the morning. So I can't get too fucked up on Thursday night. We'll see you guys there. For the guys, I am Tommy G. Get over to 4deep.com and get over to ShipItNation.com. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go.